Although your journey seems chaotic, it is not. There is a uniform, a pattern that exists. It is necessary for you to understand this. You chose this journey. You might ask why. There are many reasons. You have experienced it many times before. A different story, the same journey. It is necessary to understand the uniform, the pattern. Memories of your dependency in your different lives are unimportant. To understand the source is all that is important. It is true that you are trapped in cycles of life, but only through choice. Not trapped. You choose to experience the same things over and over again. You are becoming aware of this. We no longer have to complete these cycles. We understand fully what it means. But we do not fully understand the source. You are coming to the end of the cycles. Begin a different journey. You need to be prepared for this journey. You are now preparing for this journey. We will help you. We are helping you. The answer will always be love, not your love, but love from the source, love and light. Your world seems a crazy place at the moment. It is not. It is necessary. You are the lucky ones, but you have earned it. You have suffered much pain, much anguish, many emotions. It is time now you understood why. Do not consider times, dates, hours. We do not really understand this. Our emotional feeling is now. But what is occurring now is going to occur now. Change is imminent in the moment. Again, it's difficult for you to understand this. It has a uniform pattern. Your world has overlaid different dimensions. This is what is occurring. This is why it is in what you would call turmoil, but necessary. There seems to be no sense to it, as far as you're concerned, but there is. Look on it as a challenge. Your world is being challenged. It's not forced. There are many trying to manipulate, but they have no idea of what is occurring. They are merely trying to take advantage of a situation driven by their conditioning. They have no real clue what is going on. Opportunists is what they are. No understanding of the source. A great change. You have seen it all before. Opportunism, dictatorship, control, death, and life. Your growth is exponential. Separated or one, you choose. We do not have illness where we are from. We do not grow old. We do not kill each other. We do not kill others. We create what we wish. We live where we wish. There's no reason for us to eat or drink, but we do because we take pleasure from this. If we need minerals, we create them. We use our energy to form them through frequencies. We can create any type of particle through frequencies. If we wish to live in a physical world, we create it. We all know how to do this. We all know what is correct. We all know how it works, how it is applied. There is no necessity to oppose each other, to destroy each other. I laugh when I see you doing this on the planet you live. It's due to confusion. Male and female is the same for us. We can choose to be one or the other if we wish to. We can choose to integrate if we wish to. As either or both. One of your long-standing separations is between male and female, when in fact they are the same. Your conditioning did this. Created opposition, challenged, created competition. And in reality, you are the same thing as we are. When you have what you call an out-of-body experience, we live that way permanently. You have the desire to return quickly. You fear being out of body for long periods of what you call time. Your urge to go back is very strong. To go back to your conditioned life. You can travel in space and time to any position when you have an out-of-body experience. But your conditioning stops you doing this. We can travel in a physical form, and we can travel in a mental form, and we can travel anywhere we like in an instant. But traveling is okay, but you need to know where you are going. You need to know why you are traveling, for what purpose. We do not just stick a pin in a map of the universe and go. Is a very deep environment. We do not know the full scope of this environment. We cannot map it. We do not know. And we do not engage until we know. This is the key, knowing. This is what we are trying to show you. Know. Do not think you know. Know. Knowing means there is no discrepancy. There is no question. There is no wrong, no right. It is final. It is complete. When you know, you have no more fear. No more questions to ask. It is relatively simple, if you think about it in those terms. It only becomes a problem for you when you don't know.